Something Big by Jenna and Avery Wasilkowski, illustrated by A.E. Matheson. Published by MWorks Publishing. $11.95 ISBN 9-78177-980702. Illustrator, publisher A.E. Matheson has done something big. She's teamed whimsical illustrations and a fanciful conversation lifted from real life, I'm assuming, as the front cover declares the story's a conversation between Jenna and Avery Wasilkowski, and created a delightful, and most unusual, Christmas-related story that spotlights childhood imagination and belief. I hadn't even reached the first page of text before I was mesmerized. The book opens with a two-page, full-bleed spread of a green dragon with translucent wings chained to charcoal-colored boulders. His eyelids are heavy, smoke vapors from wide nostrils, and one of his three gray horns appears like a party hat atop his fringy head. This well-crafted image inspires curiosity. What exactly is this clawed creature? Turn the page, and one enters a completely different scene. A realistic family breakfast with a mother, father and son around a kitchen table. Here, too, I'm slow to flip the page, even though the opening text's compelling, so? Any thoughts on what you're asking Santa for Christmas? We don't know which parent's asking this question, and this interesting lack of attribution is another trait that sets this children's story apart. The boy responds, "Yup. I want a dragon." The illustrator's attention to realistic details and generous use of color draw me into the image. Dad is reading the weather forecast, minus 15 and sunny, on a tablet. Mom is in a housecoat. The salt and pepper shakers are half full. Beyond the window above the gold-piped radiator, it's winter morning dark, and there's a design etched into the backs of the wooden chairs. All of these specifics cleverly demonstrate that the illustrator is telling this story along with the co-writers, conversationalists. Turn another page and there's the dragon again, it's also featured on the glossy cover, and the child announcing that it's not a pretend dragon he's interested in, he wants a real scaly, pointy, fire-breathing dragon. Even the cat on top of the fridge looks surprised at this response. As the story continues, the mother asks logical questions. How in the world will Santa fit that in the sled? And, what will this dragon eat? There are even a few funny pages about the dragon's poop, and a corresponding illustration shows Dad using a drivable snowplow to scoop the huge pile of dung. The child has a fun answer to each question. The dragon eats stars and there are lots of stars. And stop calling him dragon, his name is Torchy, without an E. Again and again, the child outsmarts his rabbit-slippered mother as he gets dressed and prepares to go to school. No bio notes are included with this book, so I consulted www.amatheson.ca to learn more about the illustrator, publisher. This self-taught book person of all trades has collaborated with several prominent Saskatchewan writers, including Alison Lohans and David Carpenter. Matheson works in an academic library and has written, illustrated, designed, published, and hand-bound many books. Something Big is a merry, welcome addition to the more traditional slate of children's Christmas season stories. This book is available at your local bookstore or from www.skbooks.com.